is something much more straightforward. At the moment most advisory firms hire an associate planner, it is the first time they've actually tried to hire a professional track staff member, beyond administrative staff. And usually, the first time they've had to formalize a professional career track in their firm, which is necessary to attract and retain top talent. Simply put, most firms have no experience in hiring a professional, entry-level financial planner and are just figuring it out as they go, and not always very well. Even more fundamental is the fact that while every experienced financial planner today followed a career progression of earn, then learn, the reality is that today's new financial planners coming out of school have already learned more about financial planning than their bosses likely learned during the first decade of their careers. As a result, new financial planners are rejecting the traditional earn-then-learn approach and want to see an opportunity to apply what they've learned first and then grow to the point where they earn by sourcing their own clients. This means that experienced advisory firm owners can't just recreate the career path that they themselves followed, because the next generation expects and demands a different kind of career progression altogether. Ultimately, it was these blocking points, the mismatched expectations of firm owners hiring new financial planners, and what the top new financial planners themselves were actually seeking, that led Caleb and I to create New Planner Recruiting, and why I ultimately urged him to write down everything he's learned in more than a decade of dealing with these issues, which culminates in the book you're about to read. From figuring out your hiring needs to crafting an effective job description, identifying and vetting top talent, formulating an appealing career track, and making the right compensation offer, successful hiring for financial planners is meant to be a straightforward guide that is full of practical wisdom and real-world experience for how to effectively execute the hiring process for your first or next financial planner in your growing advisory firm. In the end, financial planning is a service business, with human talent being the single greatest line item expense on a firm's profit and loss statement. Given that a single financial planner can only support a finite number of clients, the key to success and long-term growth in any advisory firm is the ability to attract and retain an ever-growing volume of top talent to serve an ever-growing base of clients. Very simply, a successful advisory firm needs successful advisors to succeed, and successful advisors need a successful advisory firm to have their own growth and career progression opportunities. The bottom line is their success is your success, and I hope this book supports your mutual success for years to come. Michael E. Kitsis, MSFS, MTACS, CFP, CLU, CHFC. Co-founder, New Planner Recruiting. Publisher, Nerd's Eye View. www.kitses.com. Introduction. This is a pivotal time for the financial planning profession. We're facing a talent shortage that is projected to continually worsen in the years to come. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, through 2024, the employment needs for personal financial advisors is expected to increase by 30% in North America. Furthermore, the Social Security Administration estimates that roughly 11,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. Unfortunately, only 7,000 potential financial advisors are taking the CFP certification exam each year, which is woefully short of the number that is required to serve the growing population. While these statistics demonstrate the tight talent market and severe shortage of financial planners that has been plaguing our profession for the last several years, they also present an opportunity, which is why I wrote this book. In the chapters ahead, I'll help business owners become substantially more prepared to tackle the talent shortage affecting our profession by teaching them how to effectively and efficiently staff their financial planning firms. My goal is to help these enterprises grow so they can serve the consumers who are in need of their guidance the most. Assessing the need for financial planners. While the future talent outlook for the profession may look